Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following announcement. Excuse me, everyone. I need a quick word with the kitchen staff. One of our dishwashers is not working properly, so we need to reassign some daily duties of kitchen assistants to cover this work. Brian called the manufacturer, and unfortunately, they said someone can visit us to take a look at it next week. Sorry for the inconvenience, and today we will introduce our new cheesecake dessert platter. We have advertised it in a local magazine, so I expect there would be a rush for it. I hope you are well prepared for this change. Number 71. Who is the speaker addressing? Number 72. What problem does the speaker mention? Number 73. What will take place today? Question 74 through 76 refer to the following excerpt from a workshop.
Thank you all for participating in this workshop on the best methods for negotiating business deals. I hope you found it useful. After you leave, it's a good idea to look over the information sheets I distributed again. This will help you to solidify the details in your mind. And remember, our Business Institute offers a variety of workshops on other essential job skills. If you would like to sign up for any of them, Sandra has the paperwork. She's at the table by the rear entrance.
Number 74. What did the listeners learn about in the workshop? Number 75. What does the speaker encourage the listeners to do? Number 76. Why does the speaker say,
Sandra has the paperwork?
Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, this is Joyce calling from Hollis Incorporated. I'd like to follow up on the interior design plans we made for your kitchen renovation. I sent you a contract regarding the work last week. I'm still waiting for you to sign it and return it to me. The mailing address is on the business card I gave you. Or if you don't have that anymore, you can visit our website to find the address there. I hope to hear from you soon.
Number 77. What kind of business does the speaker most likely work for? Number 78. What is the speaker waiting to receive? Number 79. Why is the listener directed to visit a website? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following talk.
I'm just calling this short meeting to go over a few things before your shift begins. For starters, we received an extra large shipment of strawberries from a local distributor, so we'll put those on display near the shopping carts so that customers can see them. We hope to sell a lot of them this way. Also, we used to accept coupons up to 1 month after expiration, but we are no longer following this practice. So please remember to accept only valid coupons. I also wanted to discuss the break schedule, but a customer is already waiting for us. We will talk about it later this evening.
Number 80. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 81. What are the listeners reminded to do? Number 82. What does the speaker most likely mean when he says,
A customer is already waiting for us.
Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, this message is for Raul Torres. This is Nicole Hess calling from Venata Bank. My team has received your online inquiry about getting a small business loan for your construction company, and we would like to help make this happen. First of all, you'll need to send me your business plan and statements showing your financial transactions. This will help me to determine the level of funding that may be available to you. If you have any questions, please call me back at 555-3315, extension 20. I'm usually available during all business hours, but tomorrow I'll be conducting interviews for an opening in our department, so please keep that in mind. Thanks.
Number 83. What is the listener interested in doing? Number 84. According to the speaker, what should the listener do first? Number 85. Why is the speaker unavailable tomorrow? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following broadcast. You're listening to Radio 3. We hope you're having a great morning. In local news, tonight is the opening of the summer outdoor concert series at Ocala Park. The first show will feature the Redberg Municipal Band. There is no cost to attend this event, but please note that no chairs or seating area will be set up. Therefore, you should think about bringing your own portable seat for your comfort. We'll hear more about the event from its planner, Amy Yang, but first, Ramona Diaz is here to give you the latest on the traffic situation. Over to you, Ramona. Number 86. What kind of event is scheduled for tonight? Number 87. What does the speaker recommend that attendees do? Number 88. What does the speaker say that listeners will hear next? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following speech.
It's wonderful to see so many people here to celebrate Ms. Fisher's retirement with her. I have conflicting feelings about this, as I wish her all the best, but I'll be disappointed not to work with her anymore. Ms. Fisher has been a key member of the company for 30 years. She always put the company first. Ms. Fisher says that she is looking forward to having more free time. In fact, next month she has plans to take a much-needed vacation, visiting a number of countries in Europe and Asia.
Number 89. Where is the speech being given? Number 90. Why does the speaker say?
She always put the company first.
Number 91. What is Ms. Fisher going to do next month? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following tour information.
Good afternoon. My name is Seth, and I'll be your guide on this tour of the museum's latest photography exhibit. We are proud to be featuring the work of Alma Heinrich, who is known worldwide for her talent and creativity. She uses both color and black and white images to capture her subjects. As you'll see throughout the tour, Ms. Heinrich focuses on animals in danger of extinction all over the world. As this is the first day of the exhibit, we're offering a complimentary poster of Ms. Heinrich's work to all tour participants.
Be sure to show your ticket at the gift shop counter at the end of the tour to claim yours.
Number 92. Who most likely is Alma Heinrich? Number 93. According to the speaker, what does Ms. Heinrich like to focus on? Number 94. What are the listeners eligible to receive? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement and ticket.
May I have your attention, please? Passengers on flight 967 to San Francisco should note the following change. Renovation work in Terminal C, which includes building new ticketing counters in several areas, was supposed to be finished by today, but unfortunately it was not. That means that if you have checked in early online, the system might have assigned you the wrong gate. Please note that this flight is departing from gate F12. If you are traveling with babies, seniors, or anyone with mobility issues, please pick up the nearest service phone to inform us of the situation. We will send an electronic cart to transport you and your luggage.
Number 95. What problem does the speaker mention? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Which information is incorrect? Number 97. What does the speaker offer for those traveling with seniors? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and schedule.
To begin today's meeting, I'd like to inform you that our company will host a writing workshop on June 25th. This is a great way to promote our magazine publications as well as help aspiring writers. You're welcome to attend as many sessions as you like, since it will be held here at our office. I think the Style Choices session will be of particular interest. Please note that all employees are required to attend the session at 10 o'clock, so make sure you leave time for that in your schedule. Now, I'm not exactly sure how many other people have registered for the workshop, but I'll get that information soon.
Number 98. Where do the listeners most likely work? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Which session will all employees attend? Number 100. What information will the speaker obtain soon?